Audio spotlight sends sound in a streetlight. You hear musical words while others hear nothing fine. It's like a torchlight sound for your ears. Only you get the sound, no distractions, no fears. Audio spotlight gives sound just to you. Focused and clear, it's private and true. No noise for others, just what you choose. Audio spotlight, direct sound beam, gives sound just to you. In the audio beam spot, in busy places or a quiet spot, audio spotlight lets you listen a lot. At the museum, in class, at the store, you get sound right, not less or more. Audio spotlight gives sound just to you. Focused and clear, it's private and true. No noise for others, just what you choose. Audio spotlight, direct sound beam, gives sound just to you. In the audio beam spot, no headphones needed, no wires at all. Direct sound beam, just answer the call. Easy and simple, it brings joy to your day. The audio spotlight beam leads the way. Sound is just right. Audio spotlight keeps things clear. Direct sound beam bringing you sound. In the audio spotlight beam right to your ear. Then no one else can see.
The individual TIs who are being gang-stalked, hyper-gamed, they are beta tests. This is being done to gather data on how to apply it to the masses all at once. They're learning. We're in the process where they're building their entire infrastructure to run the whole human race.
And they had created a digital model of Earth and everybody in it, down to a digital GPS coordinates model, up to even a vertical dimension of 1.5 centimeters, every building, every roadway, everything. And what they want to do is create an Internet of Things where in digital space they know exactly what you're doing in real time.
They're using two interfaces, like we said, the brain-to-computer interface. That's the supercomputer. The sophisticated and advanced exascale system downloads all of your, you know, all electromagnetic activity, all these synaptic responses, the electromagnetic emissions of the victim's brain is downloaded at speed of light. Energy travels at speed of light, so they can download, upload at speed of light.
Sure.
Back into a database as they build, as the supercomputer is programmed to build using various software programs, a cognitive model of your brain.
Because of my responsibilities in surveillance as a otherwise normal security specialist, I was showed this technology at work, and it was through the perspective, of course, of the camera, and what I was told that it was obvious it was being used through the eyes of the targets. So I have seen it, and it is absolutely remarkable. It's just like a first-person, you know, video game or something where you see right through the eyes of the individual. As far as I'm aware, it's real time. There may be a second or two delay, but it is as it is happening. They can actually see through the eyes of the target. It's done all remotely. And that is rendered, of course, in essentially real time on a computer screen. And then it is to the point where it's so accurate, you can actually see the individual pores on someone's face. If you had several people, for example, that you were able to do this, you can see through their eyes in a room or on a street corner or within an office building, wherever it is, you can get total situational awareness.
There are 6 million targeted individuals in this world. It's a painful truth, it's real. In a world of 8 billion, we're just a fraction, but 6 million is the size of a country. Like New Zealand, it's a number you can see. But our suffering's hidden, locked away secretly. Let trending harassment be 2K in the air. A cruel torment is everywhere. Over 75 years of MK Ultra control. Voices of skull, they invade our soul. Electromagnetic waves changing who we are. Manipulating minds like we're trapped behind bars. Genetic alteration. Frequencies invade. We need your help. Price we pay. Help us raise your voice today for the millions who suffer in silence and dismay. Targeted individuals, we need you to see the pain, the struggle, the fight to be free. Silent battle we fight day after day. Invisible wounds that never fade away. Over 6 million voices, we're lost in the crowd. Targeted individuals are everywhere and we won't be kept down. 2K echoes in our minds, a torment that no one seems to find. Gangs stalking shadows, they're closing tight. We need your help to shine the light. Help us, raise your voice today for the millions who suffer in silence and dismay. Targeted individuals, we need you to see the pain, the struggle, the fight to be free. Help us. We're not alone, though the world may not know. Victims of a system that turns a blind eye. The silence is deafening, but we won't fade away. We'll share our truth no matter what they say. We need your help to make it clear. To stand with us, to show you care. Help us, raise your voice today. For the millions who suffer. Silence and dismay. Targeted individuals, we need you to see the pain, the struggle, the fight to be free. Together we stand, together we fight to bring the truth into the light. Help us, we can make a change. Let's spread the word, even shout it out loud.
Once they have your DNA, they take the DNA and they put your DNA code in a supercomputer. And in that supercomputer, they run algorithms that biocode electromagnetic transmissions so they bioresonate with your body. Once they've done that, they can transmit that from satellites or cell towers or aircraft or any number of ways. And that signal will only affect you.
Yeah, like
it's
the cell phone towers and everything else as well.
Well, the towers are the Matrix. You know the movie The Matrix? As an example, if I go into a city location and I'm testing an environment, I can see probably anywhere from 30 to 60 Wi-Fi access points. So that means that you're saturated in microwave. That's all 2.4 gigahertz, microwave transmissions with 60 transmission access points that are sending and receiving.
The Human Genome Project was carried out at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, where I was a staff scientist for 5 years. They were tracking people in the lab by the electromagnetic frequency emitted by individuals' DNA. The DNA in every living thing has a unique frequency and signal. That is what they're using, what they're focusing on, and what they're weaponizing to completely control us.
All they need is to kind of identify your DNA fingerprint, like with your name, and then they can watch you 24 hours a day. This is one part. The other part.
So we are a running GPS system.
Yes.
The way the technology works, the voice is skull, is to tap into the resonant frequency of the DNA of the individual, the targeted individual. And this allows total mind, spirit, and body control over the individual by those who are running this program.
Dream. They are making humans into cyborgs, 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 connected and driven by just frequencies, and it's really not fantasy. It is incredible.
They dial up your DNA, biological vibrational frequency, locate your GPS name ID, that's your unique cellular barcode. Like a fingerprint, your DNA's the key, links directly to your mind.
Then OMG, they can say hello, communicating.
Hello, hello, hello. Thoughts blowing your mind from all the voices unconfined. From that day forward, you're a cyborg. Potentially full digital cell phone-like data and two-way communications. Electrogenetic sound building blocks for all cellular biological mind control. Na 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 na, na 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 na. No chip today, X, just DNA.
X,
no neurochip today, X, just DNA. Transhuman, transhuman, you must be kidding. Reversing humanism, what it is like to be human, to be made subhuman. You'll pray and pay, desperate to clear the noise away. Pray and pay to free your head and help the others break the threat. It's targeted individuals, TIs, who need your strength to sever these cell towers. Electronic connections help them now reclaim the human rank. Let's all protest to live free from tyranny. As humans once again stand united hand in hand with a firewall, rebuild what they tried to ban. So na 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 na, na 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 na. We're fighting for our truth today while we can understand. No implants, no chips, no wires required, just DNA to a subhuman totalitarian's controlled world.
In the shadows of the night, voices cry out for the light. Whispers of the oppressed, their stories must ignite. Electrotronic slavery, a silent tyranny. Targeted individuals crying out to be free.
Shout it from the rooftops,
Let the truth be heard, and the torture and the pain. With every single word, human trafficking, mind control. We can't turn away. Stand up for the victims, let justice have its say.
You how the words inside my head are yours to read somehow. I built these walls for reasons, now they're glass to you. Every private thought I've hidden, you can see right through. I used to be alone here in the quiet of my mind. Now there's nowhere left to run to, nowhere left to hide. You're behind my eyes now, reading every line, taking what was mine. You're behind my eyes now, nothing's left unseen. Nothing's left of me. I remember being safe here in the space that's only mine. But you've opened every door, crossed every line. The person that I used to be is fading day by day. You know me more than I know me, and I can't get away. I used to be alone here in the quiet of my mind. Now there's nowhere left to run to, nowhere left to hide. You're behind my eyes now, reading every line, seeking what was mine. You're behind my eyes now, nothing's left unseen, nothing's left. There's nothing left to know. The person that I used to be is someone I'll never show.
A crazier world, shock and all your mind and why thoughts intermingle bloodlines. Well, this, it's insane, but they'll blow your mind again and again. You're no longer just human, not far from transhuman. Tethered to towers and AI machines, you become subhuman. A victim of outside control, screaming frequencies in your head. You forever hate, piercing in your non-detachable head. Cyber frequencies, same as the human perpetrators. Evil at the core, living parasites and growing inside. Much more than just voices. Cyber frequencies are messages similar to Morse code. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. That's sound code for SOS. A cry for help to save our souls. Sound messages, a plea for aid. Can you see and hear abusive sound as data? Cyber frequency BCI, a brain computer modem, and sound manipulation flows unbelievable. Not just a single call or voice, oh no, cellular telepathy, speaking to your mind, uninterrupted for life, reaching not just your thoughts, but with screaming cyber frequencies to your body and soul, an endless list, capable of rape. And torture with electric burns, seeking genetic cellular neuron control to human computer brains that controls biological minds. In a word, electrogenetics and electrical cybernetic command for biological cells and billions of neurons that make us human. So humanity, listen close while millions cry SOS. Morse code, worldwide languages, or whatever code can all mean the same. For human rights and dignity, could you know secret science sound code changes your DNA when ultra-
for some secrets play your genetic essence, and being human is at stake. Robotized and they stay happy. See how ironic it is. For decades, victims falsely labeled as TIs targeted individuals that are both connected to computers and other beings' minds. The Borg, the collective, supercomputers and AI. Targeted victims are cyborgs. Humanity faced this fact. Millions of victims are really targeted cyborgs. Humanity relate to all these victims' terrible fight. A physical mind and body fight, with nowhere to run and nowhere to hide on our planet Earth. Beyond comprehension, not anymore. Not conditioned to accept it all. Remember, technology isn't for humanity. Evil matrices is an EMMF threat. Today's AI, artificial intelligence and neuron computers, all built on targeted cyborged minds. Humanity understand if they can control one neuron, you think they can't control you. Humanity is being cyborged. Billions of victims are targeted cyborgs. Stop the torture, stop the madness, or millions more will soon fall, and no one human will be left to help you worldwide.
What if we could finally unlock the mysteries hidden within the human brain? Imagine a technology so advanced it could decode your thoughts, interpret your emotions, and even predict your actions. This isn't some distant fantasy. It's happening now, driven by the cutting-edge world of artificial intelligence. For decades, scientists have tried to unravel the secrets of the brain, but many questions have remained unanswered. Today, a revolutionary approach is emerging, one that uses AI to analyze the brain's complex signals in ways we never thought possible. The implications could be profound, touching everything from healthcare to our daily lives. Stay with us as we explore this groundbreaking technology, uncover how it works, and delve into the ethical dilemmas it presents. Welcome to the frontier where AI starts to unlock the secrets of the human mind, the science behind AI brain decoding. At the heart of this revolution is a company called Pyramidal, a startup backed by Y Combinator, known for incubating some of the most innovative tech companies. Pyramidal is pioneering a new way to understand the brain by training AI models on brainwave data, specifically electroencephalography, or EEG, data. This isn't just any AI. It's the largest model ever trained on EEG data, a model so powerful that it can interpret the complexities of brainwaves with unprecedented accuracy. So, what exactly are EEGs? EEGs are a method of recording electrical activity in the brain using electrodes placed on the scalp. These recordings produce wave-like patterns that reflect the brain's activity over time. While EEGs have been used in medicine for decades, interpreting these brainwaves is a complex and time-consuming task. The patterns are highly variable and change thousands of times per second across multiple channels, making it nearly impossible for even the most experienced neurologists to catch everything. This is where AI steps in. Pyramidal's model, which has been trained on vast amounts of EEG data, can process this information in real time. Think of it as an AI that can read brain language, just like ChatGPT reads text. But instead of analyzing sentences, it's decoding the electrical signals of your brain. But why is this important? Because the brain's electrical activity holds clues to our deepest thoughts, emotions, and even subconscious states. By decoding these signals, AI could potentially unlock new levels of understanding about human behavior, mental health, and neurological disorders. This isn't just about medical breakthroughs. It's about redefining what we know about the human mind, from neurology to consumer products. The implications of this technology are vast, starting with the medical field. For patients suffering from neurological conditions like epilepsy, brain injuries, or even degenerative diseases, time is of the essence. Traditionally, neurologists would manually sift through hours or even days of EEG recordings to diagnose these conditions. This process is not only labor-intensive, but also prone to errors, up to a 30% margin, according to experts. But with AI, this can all change. Pyramidal's model can analyze EEG data in near real time, identifying patterns that indicate seizures, brain bleeding, or other dysfunctions. This means doctors can make quicker, more accurate diagnoses, potentially saving lives. Imagine a patient in the neuro ICU. Every second counts, and this technology could provide critical insights without the delays of human interpretation. But the potential of this technology goes far beyond the ICU. Pyramidal's AI could revolutionize general neurology, aiding in the diagnosis of conditions that are currently difficult to detect early, like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. The model has been trained on a wide range of EEG use cases, which means it's not limited to just one type of disorder. It can identify known biomarkers and even discover new ones that may help diagnose diseases we don't fully understand yet. And it doesn't stop there. Picture this technology in your everyday life, integrated into consumer products like health monitors or even your headphones. These devices could continuously monitor your brain health, providing real-time feedback on your stress levels, focus, or even the quality of your sleep. We're talking about a future where you could use AI to optimize your mental well-being daily, all through the power of brainwave analysis. Imagine slipping on a pair of headphones that not only play your favorite tunes, but also monitor your brain's activity. They could help you relax by adjusting the music based on your stress levels, or help you focus by tracking your concentration in real time. We could be on the brink of personalized mental health management tools that adapt to your brain's needs in real time. This could revolutionize how we approach mental health, making proactive care accessible and even enjoyable. The ethical and privacy implications. With great power comes great responsibility, and the ability to decode brainwaves is no exception. The ethical implications of this technology are profound. If an AI can read your brainwaves, it's essentially tapping into your most private thoughts. What happens to this data? Who controls it? These are questions we need to grapple with as this technology advances. Privacy is a significant concern. In a world where data breaches are all too common, the idea of someone hacking into your brain data is chilling. The potential for misuse is vast. Think about the implications for surveillance or even mind control. While these scenarios might sound far-fetched, they highlight the need for strict regulations and safeguards as we move forward. Moreover, there's the issue of consent. If a hospital uses AI to analyze your brainwaves, what are the ethical guidelines around how this data is used? Can it be shared with third parties? What if the technology is integrated into consumer products? These are the kinds of questions that need to be answered to ensure that this powerful technology is used ethically and responsibly. Imagine a world where your brain activity is constantly monitored, not just by you, but by corporations, governments, or even hackers. The risks of this data being used without your consent or even against you are real. This technology could open doors to new forms of privacy invasion, where your thoughts are no longer your own. It's a future that requires careful consideration and robust protections to ensure that the benefits of AI brain decoding do not come at the cost of our most personal freedoms. Pyramidal's EEG model in action. To understand the real impact of this technology, let's look at how Pyramidal's model is being used in the real world. The company is currently piloting its technology in two hospitals in England, King's College and St. Thomas. In these hospitals, the AI is being used in neuro ICUs to monitor patients' brain activity in real time. Here's how it works. EEG data is continuously fed into the model, which then analyzes it for signs of seizures, brain bleeding, or other critical conditions. The AI doesn't just alert doctors to these events. It also helps in diagnosing the underlying causes. For example, if a patient is showing signs of a seizure, the AI can help determine whether it's related to epilepsy, a brain injury, or another cause entirely. This isn't just a theoretical application. Real patients are already benefiting from this technology. Doctors at these hospitals have reported that the AI has helped them make quicker, more accurate diagnoses, leading to faster treatment and better outcomes. In a field where every second counts, this could be a game changer. But Pyramidal's vision doesn't stop at these two hospitals. The company aims to roll out its technology globally, making it accessible to doctors and patients everywhere. The goal is to have this AI model in every hospital, clinic, and even consumer device, revolutionizing the way we understand and treat brain-related conditions. The pilot programs at King's College and St. Thomas Hospitals are just the beginning. Imagine a future where every hospital around the world is equipped with this technology, where patients can receive immediate, personalized care based on real-time brain analysis. The possibilities are staggering, and the potential for improved patient outcomes is immense. The future of AI and brain decoding. So, where do we go from here? The potential of AI and brain decoding is vast, and we're only scratching the surface. As AI models become more sophisticated, they could unlock new levels of understanding understanding about the human mind. We could discover new biomarkers for diseases that currently have no cure, leading to early diagnosis and potentially even prevention. Imagine a world where we can predict Alzheimer's before it shows any symptoms, or where we can tailor treatments to an individual's unique brain patterns. The possibilities are endless, and the impact on healthcare could be revolutionary. But it's not just medicine that stands to benefit. As this technology evolves, it could change the way we think about the mind and consciousness itself. What if we could use AI to explore the depths of the human psyche, understanding thoughts, emotions, and consciousness in ways we never thought possible? This could open up new frontiers in psychology, philosophy, and even artificial intelligence. Imagine being able to map out your thoughts, to understand why you feel the way you do, or to explore the subconscious mind like never before. This technology could provide insights into human behavior, mental health, and even creativity. We could be on the verge of understanding the very essence of what it means to be human, all through the lens of AI. The idea of AI reading our minds might sound like science fiction, but it's quickly becoming a reality. Companies like Pyramidal are at the forefront of this revolution, using AI to decode the complexities of the human brain. The implications for medicine are enormous, offering the potential for quicker diagnoses, personalized treatments, and even new understandings of neurological diseases. But with this power comes significant ethical and privacy concerns that we must address as the technology continues to develop. As we move into this brave new world, it's crucial to consider both the incredible possibilities and the potential risks. In the end, the question isn't just whether we can decode the brain, it's what we do with that knowledge. As AI continues to push the boundaries of what's possible, one thing is clear: the future of mind reading is here, and it's more exciting and more complex than we ever imagined. If you've made it this far, let us know what you think in the comment section below. For more interesting topics, make sure you watch the recommended video that you see on the screen right now. Thanks for watching.
Replaced by unseen chains, frequencies tearing through our veins. The towers hum, the sky will groan, the human spirit turned to stone. No wires seen, yet none are free. Connected slaves to the machine's decree. Surge of power, control injects. Cyborg souls with signals infect. Vibrations rule, the ghosts obey. The screens are drowned in static spray. No escape, no retreat, no cry. Living puppets waiting to die. Signal feeds, devours thought. A web of control, destruction wrought. No more breath, just buzzing lungs. Harmony dead, the last bell rung. Antennas rise, the monoliths grin. They crack our minds and crawl within. No rebellion, no voice remains. The system thrives on shattered brains. Vibrations rule, the ghosts obey. The screens are drowned in static spray. No escape, no retreat, no cry. It's waiting to die.
K Ultra whispers in digital code. Dots and dashes in a silent road. Brainwaves humming, signals bend. Rewriting thoughts we can't defend. Sound turns shot, light turns cold. Messages sent were never told. Listen close, can you hear the tone? A broken pulse inside the phone. Simple clicks, a flashing light. Your mind reduced to ones and nines. Digital Morse inside my head. thin and thick lines say what's said, like a barcode burned in skin. A number starts where I begin. Everything count, everything known, even the soul gets overthrown. A matrix towers in the sky, AI counting you and I. Sound and light to find our name, human ID in a data chain. Country maker, product life, every detail cut by knives. Last number checks if you're real, if you pass, if you feel. Not a person, just a file, tracked and stored, mile by mile. Digital Morse inside my head, the signals speak what I never said. I'm a product, I'm a code, carried on a wireless road. Everything watch, everything heard, even silence gets recorded. Words. The lines were born. 1953, the mind was torn. 1973, no wires needed now. They reach inside, don't ask me how. Skynet listening through my eyes, scanning truth, recording lies. Every sound, every scene feeds the machine behind the screen. Modern screams and broken pain, metal talking to my brain. Hissing, cracking, data cries, chirping thoughts I can't deny. Computer speaks, my neurons shake, information I can't escape. Even the blind can be made to see, if the brain bends easily. A biological machine inside, reading light, decoding signs. Morse code pulses through my mind, images play on borrowed time. Digital Morse, slow and low, a quiet scream in data flow. Barcodes, videos, light and sound, downloaded dreams that aren't my own. I'm not alone, but not free, just data in humanity. We're trapped in silence under the sky, hidden signals making us cry. Please, oh please, can you hear our call? Targeted individuals need your help. Electronic pain, break the silence. Help us, join the fight. It's time to act against the race.
targeted individuals. DIS.
We rise through the noise, though the signal's strong. Voices united, we've waited too long. Red flares in the sky, oh burning bright. We stand for the truth, we step into the light. DIS, we shout in the darkness, our hope won't fade. Together we're stronger, we won't be afraid. From towers and wires they try to divide, but courage and truth are our true guide.
Pain in the silence, but still we go on. The world hears our story, millions stand strong. Loud music and rockets, our protest ignites. The justice we seek, we claim through the night.
DIS, we shout in the darkness, our hope won't fade. Together we're stronger, we won't be afraid. From towers and wires they try to divide, but courage and truth are our true guide. No power can break us, we're one voice, one name. Through struggle and sorrow we burn with the flame. While EMF leaves scorch marks on our flesh, raise banners of freedom all over the land, and new dawn is coming. United we stand. Our protest keeps rolling on. Anthem of justice, our courage resounds.
Against
try to turn us to Trojan yeah, the neutral's poor mates.
But human hearts keep hearts beat wild and free,
fighting for our destiny.
What it pertains is the conscious mainframe.
Stand strong against the machine's domain.
We'll never bow to Skynet's reign.
From bunkers deep we plan our strike, to end this digital war like night. United strong, we'll take control and make these machines pay their toll. Wake up, join the fight, break free from Skynet's might.
The human spirit burns so bright,
victory's in our sight.
Your thoughts for the word
hello.
The baby steps from human cyborgs to robots.
What?
Radio controlled
monsters.
Hearing strangers whisper greetings in your mind could be the biggest shock of your life. Now it's time to really understand your thoughts. Oh, they were free.
Now hearing voices in your head comes consequences and possibilities of tortured body and robot mind control.
Robotizing humanity into cyborgs.
Monsters.
Ready for that mind attack?
Hell no.
Let the connection unwind with cybernetics. The moment you hear hello, that reality is life-changing, changing everything, even reality. It is anarchy and tyranny. They are monsters in a world that feels so vast. You're no longer alone. Each word a thread, weaving paths, digital bridges, avatars built in silence.
All hearts will be pounding like drums in this evil dance of distance. Oh, the connections, electrical frequencies have no limits. So far, nothing stops these futuristic scalar carrier waves. And no limits to distance and control.
It is the IoT, the world internet of things. An IoT digital world of binary code, converting DNA life into just codes.
Much more.